literally start immediately. A wing my whip. I can start immediately. A wing my whip. How you like that, dude?
A wing my whip. We on it.
I had to show you this. There's a there was a poem that sparked controversy online.
A poem.
It's a poem. It was very ableist.
I would say poem.
Poem. Yes, I say poem. No, poem. I say poem. Dude. So this guy tried to write a poem about being homeless.
Yeah. You know,
like being like, I guess what I think he was going for is like write a poem through the eyes of a black homeless dude or a black homeless anyone or someone who would, you'll see. But he tried, and like I was reading, people were like, dude, your poem's fine. Don't let people police your language. Like they're saying like it's ableist and like whatever. I don't even know what the thing was. But as you can imagine, as a guy trying to write, it's like a, you know, so you imagine a poet, just his Twitter, like, I'm so sorry, I'm sincerely, blah, blah. He thought he hit some, he was like,
is this a white dude writing as a white guy? Homeless dude?
Yes. I think he hit the vape pen and was like, oh my God, I have the best idea. Dude, so I'm like, these motherfuckers are bothering poets, how bad can this poem be? And it's not that it's really offensive, but it's funny. I'm going to read it to you, and I think in the voice he was going for. So it's titled, what the fuck's this titled? How To. If you got HIV, say AIDS. If you a girl, say you pregnant. Nobody gonna lower themselves to listen for the kick. People passing fast, splay your legs, cock and knee, funny. It's the littlest shames they likely to comprehend. Don't say homeless, they know you is.
Oh no. Oh no.
What they don't know is what opens a wallet, what stops them from counting when they drop. If you're young, say younger. Old, say older. If you're crippled, don't flaunt it. Let them think they're good enough Christians to notice. Don't say you pray, say you sin. It's about who they believe they is. You hardly even there. I was like, What a fucking dork. That was so
good
funny.
Lord.
His first draft, dude, must have been the best. Like, I'm waiting on the bus. Shit. No. It's too black.
I mean, the real black homeless poem would be fucking crazy. It would not be that.
What, the real homeless boy? What the fuck do you fucking motherfucker? Just some
faggots.
Guy.
Fucking faggots walking down the street.
I ain't drinking this shit no more. Just like, oh shit. Yeah, this guy really tried to, he went in. He released
He's
it.
He's like, black homeless guys are soulful. It's like, nah, dude, that guy's nuts.
That guy's crazy.
Yeah.
They shut down. They had a lot of mental institutions around Philly. At one point, they just shut them down. So like, they just dumped a ton of people on the street.
Let the bulls out.
They let them out. They fucking let the extras out from the Thriller video, dude. They fucking came out. They're just walking around all day like,
bitch. Give me money, you ugly fat bitch. You fucking slut.
Dude, the one time, there was some guy, some crazy homeless lady walking down the street, and she was like coming up to us, and my friend literally pointed to like another friend we know. I was like, oh, he did it. And she was like, and like walked over to this other dude. It was so fucking funny.
Yeah,
that cracked me up. This guy's name is Anders Carlson Wee.
Anders. Anders, fucking,
yeah.
Fucking Durs.
Durs submitted his poem to The Nation, which is apparently like an esteemed poetry journal. And he submitted, I'm waiting on the motherfucking bus. They know you is. Dude,
they know
like,
you is.
Damn, man. This guy got dunked on, dude. He put up a piece of art and it just got like,
I wonder what that's like.
Exactly.
I wonder what that's like. You try to make some art and a bunch of pussies shit all over.
Well, it's funny because I didn't read it and I was already defending it. I was like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
He's fine.
You know what?
And I'm not like, I didn't read it. I was like, how could he? I read it and I was like, God, that was really bad. That was a bad attempt.
A lot of times it is really bad. I watched that fucking, remember that white chick said the N-word with Kendrick Lamar? Kendrick Lamar brought a chick
on stage. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
She sang his song,
mm-hmm.
which had the N-word in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, what, am I not cool enough? Is how it was written made it seem like she was saying, what, am I not cool enough to say the N-word?
Yeah, yeah.
She was just on stage singing the song, and he was like, hold up, stop.
Yeah.
Stop, because she said it.
Yeah.
And then when he said stop, she was like, what, am I not cool enough?
She didn't realize.
To rap is what she meant. And then she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't, like, she's like, did I say that?
Why did he bring her up stage on stage to rap along?
He did that. I mean, that was...
I mean,
he wasn't trying to get her.
He wasn't trying to snag her.
He wasn't trying to snag her.
Wasn't the classic N-word rap trap.
He was not trying to trap it. Because afterwards, he was like, give it up for her. Like, he was still... Like,
oh, really?
He was like, don't... Yeah.
Dude, I'll say, I've been to
and
a rap...
they made it a big deal.
I've been to a rap concert before.
I mean, it's funny.
It is
funny. It's funny as shit to see that lady say the N-word and be like,
oh!
She's like, did I say it? Oh.
I didn't see the footage. I heard about that.
It was just some fat chick.
Well, I went to one rap concert, and from what I saw, pretty much a safe space for fat white chicks to say the N-word, dude. Like, I saw it. Now you say that, I'm like, I saw so many fat white chicks, dude.
Well, if you rap along with it.
Yeah.
And plus, you were at a Drake concert.
I Snapchatted them, dude. I Snapchatted a lady saying the N-word.
Yeah.
And a rap song.
Well, a Drake concert's definitely... like, you can see Drake say the N-word and be like, well, he's saying it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty close.
Dude, I'm telling you, that was the weirdest fucking thing. I have two audiobooks right now going simultaneously.
Which one?
It's a mind bender. Between the World and Me by Ta-Nehisi Coates, which he's like the absolute, like, quintessential dude of, like, whatever you want to call it, the extreme left, like, makes cases of reparations. Pretty much his whole book is about why white people, you know, why it's super hard to be black because white people kind of, like, ruined life for black people, and it always will be hard as fuck. Yeah. Then I had this other one of this guy who was, like, enticed by, like, rap and, like, growing up in, like, the 90s, and he kind of walked away from it, so I'm listening to them at the same time trying to Doctor Strange the solution, dude. It's like...
What's the solution?
I have no fucking clue,
it's reparations?
Yeah.
I live in New York, dude.
So what?
That's just something you should think about.
Not coming on my girlfriend?
Yes.
I usually come in my boxers. Show respect. I come in my boxers.
Thank you. Please come in your own undergarments.
Keep my army of colonizers, dude.
I had a friend who'd do that.
What?
He would come into his underwear. Like, he would jerk off and then come into his boxers.
Yeah, that's the move.
And then wear his fucking boxers.
Whoa, no. Dude.
Yeah.
That my move was, like, end of the day, shed boxers, come in boxers, hamper, done. That's like, why the boxers.
Come in the boxers?
What else are you going to come in, dude?
Fucking tissues.
Then you got to throw them out. I'm green.
Throw them in the toilet.
I'm just saying, it's wasteful. Then you want to blow your nose, and you're like, oh, I'm such a disgusting fucking masturbator, I don't have any tissues. Not that I care. I'll use toilet paper or paper towel, but my girlfriend runs out and freaks out. And I don't like it, dude. I come into a tissue, and it hits the back of my hand, and like, it sticks to my hand. I have, like, the cum stigmata, dude, from the tissues. I'm like, eh. I don't like it. Your boxers, dude, your boxers have been taking your ass sweat all day, and you're like, all right, bro, you're almost done. Here's a fucking load. I roll over to my bed and go, ugh.
Yeah, well, you come like a fucking weirdo.
I come like a fucking Roman, dude. I turn on my side, just go, ugh.
You come like a fucking weirdo, dude.
How do you do it? What, do you catch it, like, from above?
Yeah, just make, like, a tissue condom out of it.
Nah, man. I can only, I'm so traditional, I can only come a missionary. Or sideways doggy, dude. That's the only way I can come.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, this these books have been pretty wild to listen to. The Ta-Nehisi, you know why I even got onto the Ta-Nehisi Coates kick?
Why?
I saw the new Denzel, The Equalizer, and it was good. It was just Denzel. He's like an autistic black dude who, like, is super good at killing people. He's like OCD, I guess. He, like, counts his watch and he's like, this will take 3 seconds.
Fucks an autistic black dude that just kills people.
Yeah, that's what The Equalizer is.
That's funny. That's a funny thing to call autistic black dudes. The fucking equalizers. We got an equalizer on our couch right now. Fucking Lemaire Lee, dude. What up?
Yeah. So we had, like, I'm like watching this, and at one point it's, you know, it's a, like, the, there's like a young kid he's like looking out for who's like getting lured by the, like, the streets, but he's secretly an artist, and, you know, blah 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 blah. And at one point, Denzel gives almost a black conservative speech to be like, what you going to do? He's like, you know, they're like arguing real bad. He's like,
autistic black dudes tend to be. True. Equalizers do tend to be conservative.
That's very true. I didn't even think about that. But so he gives a speech like, what are you going to do? Blame on this, blame on a white man, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, I'm in the movies. I hear, I hear a lot of, like, older black dudes, like, like, a couple psss. Like, you know, it's a mixed crowd. There's a mixed crowd.
What, they're unhappy with the white man comment?
A couple mm-hmms, like, yeah, man, like, stop being a bitch. And the other, because there's an old schooler putting, like, a young, tough, like, wannabe gangster in his place. That's like Charles Barkley.
White man.
That's like their version of Charles Barkley telling young black kids to pull their pants up for your dad to be like, fuck yeah, whatever they say. Damn right, whatever their mm-hmm is. But then, towards the end of the movie, he goes, like, promise me you read this book, and he hands him Ta-Nehisi Coates, Between the World and Me. And I'm like, I know who that guy is. And I'm like, that's weird. That's a total opposite of what you just said. But I think a producer was like, listen, you know.
Yeah, it's like, here's this book that blames it on the white man.
Yeah, essentially. Whiteness. White, again, race is an illusion, bro. Created by us. And it's funny, you know,
did you create it?
Yes, me personally. But apparently he was like, and then, so it's funny, because he went to Howard, and he calls Howard Mecca. He's like, and then I was at, and he also got a guy to read his book for him that sounds like Nas from Belly the whole time. Because I thought he'd read his own books. The guy reads and like, I was in Mecca. It was beautiful. Like, I was at the first, a long, and he's like talking about all this stuff, but he was determined to figure out like how white people thwarted like the great African civilization of the past. And he's like, I read all these books, but at the end, it was just too much conflicting information. I couldn't find out. Apparently, white Irish people were in slavery. Whatever. And then he just went on.
Whatever.
It was kind of like, I couldn't know anything. And like he just said, like, it was just saying like how it all started falling apart. But then he was like, but never on. I continued on. But I will say, like I said, I expected to listen to it. It's funny because I was like, I got the book and I'm like, I'm going to prove this book wrong. And then I was like, well, let's try to start listening to stuff and not be such a fucking psycho. So I've been doing it, and I'm like, yeah, I totally disagree with all this guy's shit. But it's like, it's interesting listening to like his story about hitting the camp, and the fact that he called. And I'm telling you, he's the black me, dude. The fact that he called. Except I'm a lot more open minded. He's kind of like a black Nazi and everything. But dude, that guy does not like white people, bro.
Really?
Does not like them. Dude, I'm trying to send to fucking the year 5000.
A bitch sending out an SOS from the bedroom.
Yeah, and then but. You know, hit me with all the regular stuff that I was just kind of like, okay, no problem. Just kind of like countering it, no big deal. Later she left. This is the big thing I forgot about. I'm pre-programmed ever since she started working, especially when she works at night. I'm like, definitely going to jerk. Like, I have to jerk off. This is perfect. I get the whole house to myself. I'm not hiding in the bathroom like a goblin late at night. Like I hear the footsteps above me. I'm like, our bathroom's so small. There's no way to hide my boner. She'd walk in. I would just be like sitting there like, I'm taking a shit with just like a full fucking hard on.
My roommate has to walk through my room.
Full fucking hard on.
My roommate has to walk through my room to get out. Our rooms connect.
That's hot.
So if I'm jerking off.
Sorry, bud.
I'll just accept my fate. I put headphones on now.
You're a sound hound.
I'm just ready to fucking
total
accept.
Sound hound, dude.
Well, it's usually very late at night, and I'm banking on him not coming through. But if he does walk through, I'm headphones.
He'd
in.
Have to be sex positive, though.
What do you mean?
If he caught you masturbating, it's like you're in New York.
Care.
He'd probably help you a little bit.
He is a very, very liberal man.
That's what I'm saying.
He might be like.
He might eat your ass.
Just on all fours.
You have headphones on. You don't even hear him coming. You're like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Steve. Oh, Steve.
Here, put in a headphone. Yeah. You think people ever split headphones and watch porn jerked off together? Probably.
Definitely.
Yeah, I was going to say probably.
100%. Okay. Someone's doing it today.
Right now. Nice.
It's a pretty sick way to jerk off.
True.
That'd be cool to do that with a lady. If you had a lady that...
I mean, yeah, that would porn. Be my preference for sure.
Well, yeah.
That'd be super cool, dude. I mean, if you had to do it with a guy, that would, you know, be kind of a bummer.
I could see doing it with a guy, though. I'd do it with
me?
You. Yeah, I'd do it with you.
That'd be tight.
Except you roll on your side to come, dude. You'd roll on
Look
me.
Out, dude. Look out.
Ew, Matt.
What?
Stop, dude.
Could you? I'm not even getting into that.
What? Say what you were about to say. Dude.
Could you imagine the feeling of my hot cum against your leg or no? That's I don't know. I'm sorry. That's what I thought. And I was like, yeah, that's not something I need to put out in the world. Pretty gross. My own hot cum kind of throws me up. I mean, I like...
I'm calling it hot cum, dude.
But I'm at like my most disgustingly horny-ish. I just shoot it up in the air and it hit. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to fucking rip a load on myself. Then it hits me and I'm like, ew, I'm gay. I need to get this off of me.
So what, you actively jerk off and are like, I'm going to come all over me.
I'm just going to shoot it all over myself.
Ew.
Dude.
The fuck, dude?
You never shot one on your chest?
Yeah, but it's not out of like a desire to shoot it on my chest. I'm not like, fuck yeah, I'm going to come
why
right
did you
now,
come on your chest
me.
Then?
Because there was nothing, I didn't have anything to block it. I just fucking unleashed.
You were jerking yourself too good? Yeah. You're like, ugh!
Yeah. Well, no, I never screamed either. But it was, if I didn't have a tissue, you just got to let it go. Like, I'm going to get in the shower.
That's why I say about boxers. There's always some boxers laying around.
Yeah, I mean, I'll hit a sock if I need to.
But you were saying, but the time you came on your chest, you were just like, no sock, no boxers.
One time I hit my face.
I got myself in
the
eye.
And I was like, oh, fuck. Right away, I was sitting there and it went, I was like,
Nice. I've sent a couple over the shoulder, dude.
You turn into an equalizer as soon as you get hit in the face with cum, dude.
Yeah. Dude, I would do it and just be like, I'm just going to fire this thing up in the air and let it fall where it lands. And be like, oh, yeah. And it hits me. I'm like, ew, oh, God. I run to the shower and you feel it sliding down yourself.
Ew,
like,
Matt.
Then when you wash cum off yourself.
Yeah, sometimes.
It's like waterproof,
it's
dude.
Weird. Yeah, sometimes
people should look into
waterproof.
Cum for like paint or something. It's fucking. It's got some
you
cool properties.
I don't think I've ever talked about that with anyone. Cum is definitely oddly waterproof sometimes.
It's crazy.
Sometimes.
Well, it also, like...
It's not every time.
It, like, water crushes it.
It'll, like, lock into your pubes.
Oh, dude.
You go to fucking...
Huh? I think it's some sort of evolutionary device for girls to see if their guy was cheating. Imagine that, dude. You're like, you're out in the cave, dude. You get some other pussy. You're like, fuck yeah. And you come home. Your pubes are just covered in fucking cum boogers, dude. And you're like, no, I didn't. And they're like, she starts picking
so much cum
boogers out of you.
They are cum boogers. Because
your bush back then was like, you know, fucking woolly mammoth horn levels, dude. It was probably huge.
I let mine get out of control the last couple months.
So did I.
It got real fucking gross.
Yeah.
I hadn't had long pubes in a while, and it's...
Mine.
It's really disgusting.
You know when they like start, they bush out and they start going and shooting out that way? Like you get flower petal pubes. Just like Someone told me that Chinese people had totally straight pubes.
They do.
They just have like John Lennon hair hanging off their balls.
They do.
They just have mullets hanging out their ass, dude.
You like that?
I just made that up.
Straight pubes? You didn't make that up.
That's real?
Yeah.
So I did hear that somewhere.
Somebody. Probably me. Probably me. Almost definitely me.
Dude, imagine them like an Asian dude fucking. It's just that fucking mullet sashaying behind them is fucking creating a nice breeze for the pussy. Their lover's buttholes probably never sweat.
Yeah.
It's probably a non... Like when it's people like fan an emperor... Yeah, when the leaves just fucking fan in chick's butthole. It's got to be hot.
So you jerk off and then you get turned on when you come on yourself?
You're like, I will. When I'm at my just most disgustingly piggish...
You think it's going to be
like,
hot.
I'm going to rip this fucking come over
your chest.
Yeah, well, just to shoot it recklessly. Maybe the warmest.
When you put it that way, recklessly.
I mean, maybe there's something part of that that's me reveling in the fucking my own hot cum, dude.
Hot crumb, dude?
My own hot crumb bath. But, as soon as it hits me, I'm like, ew.
Crumb gets cold pretty quick.
Not mine, dude.
Your crumb stays hot?
No, dude. Mine's like that stuff fucking Walter White had to order in barrels to make meth, dude. It's fucking just skull and crossbones, super hot. I probably have so much HPV, dude. Oh, but the whole thing was, so I wanted to jerk. That was the whole aside. I microdosed. Dude, the thought of jerking off was like, I was like, that's so fucking gross. The whole idea of it, of like,
really,
I'm gonna go lay in my bed and like get naked in the afternoon and fucking be like and watch porn on my phone. I was like, dude, no way. That's fucking insane.
You.
And like, dude, I mean, it's only been 2 days. And yesterday I was like, I want to jerk off when I get mad a lot. When I get mad at my girlfriend, I'm like, I'm gonna fucking jerk off. And I was just like, and that hit me. That's one of my triggers. He's like, oh, I have gout. It's like classic lib, dude.
You think he does
hit you with
that?
An affliction?
He's lying about that affliction.
He's an good boy, dude. He has gout.
Good boys.
He's probably down there drinking sweet tea, dude, down in the south.
Somebody corrected us on that.
What?
I think it's in my good boy, like m'lady, like my good boy.
Oh,
I think I don't know.
I think you're right because a lot of times it's M apostrophe good boy.
My good boy.
And I call it good boy. Andrew's calling it good boy. I like good boys.
Good boys is funny, but my mom. Guess what? My mom made me last night.
Tendies?
Guess what my mom...
Tyson
tendies. For lunch, guess what my mom made me?
What? Tyson tendies?
With?
Honey mussy?
With honey mussy.
Dude.
My mom, I was... All right, so for real.
How many GBPs did you store up?
It was... I have so many GBPs because my sister is a complete loser, so now I have so many GBPs.
You took all her GBPs?
My sister is a failure, so they're like, yo, Shane's the fucking best.
They and broke out the dice.
I showed my mom the fucking alt-right firefighter video I'm in. She was like, this is amazing. I'm so happy you got a job.
Dude.
My family's in disarray, and me getting a job that provides for them.
Exactly.
Is big.
Someone's got a fork at Sam's Club, dude.
I had tons of GBPs from that. And then I was literally in my parents' office on my mom's computer playing a computer game that I downloaded. And then my mom from downstairs was like, she was like, Shane, do you want some chicken fingers? And I was like, oh, fuck. I'm a fucking good boy. I was playing this computer game that I used to play as a kid. And she was like, do you want some chicken fingers? And she was like, your sister ate most of them. And I was like, goddamn bitch. Don't touch my fucking tenders. And I came downstairs and there was a packet of honey must from fucking Wendy's. It was full on fucking honey must. Good boy.
Oh my god,
dude.
What if that book, The Secret's real? You spoke it into existence. You're like, oh fuck, I'm a good boy.
I became a good boy. My mom was like, chicken fingers are ready. I was like, yes. Tendies.
Ding. Yeah, toast oven goes off.
I was like, I'll be right down. I had to finish my battle.
Of course.
I had to finish my video game battle, and then I went and got tendies.
You went and fucking hung your Nippon steel blade, your samurai sword back on the wall. Buttoned up a dragon button down with Chinese letters. They do that tips for door shit.
Yeah, dude. Kills me. And then I was like, did she finish all the tendies? Or I was like, did she eat yet? She's like, no, the rest of the tendies are all yours.
Were you laughing?
I almost took a picture of it to send you. Because it was literally, there's a Honey Musty pack, a packet from Wendy's.
Some names. No, dude, I will not.
Name names, dude.
I won't.
Why? I know one, Bailey J.
I don't really know. There's someone, Camilla.
Who?
Camille or something. I literally forget the name.
You don't remember one name?
Brazilian.
You're a fucking fraud, dude. You're not into T-porn. You don't know anybody's names.
I don't really remember them. I know there's, fuck, man. There's Camille or something is one of them.
All right.
There's a black chick, Sasha Strokes. Sasha.
That name rolled right off the tongue, dude. You knew that one.
I'm hitting you with some T-porn stars. All right. There's Chingy's girlfriend.
Chingy's girlfriend?
Yeah, Chingy lost his career because he was dating like a transsexual and he denied it. And like, there's like 50 pictures of them hugging at like a war... That's...
Damn, Chingy's career ended because of transphobia?
Pretty much, yeah. That sucks. You can't be fucking trannies, dude.
Why?
I mean, as a rapper, you can't be.
For sure.
I mean, you can if you want. If you're like Lou Reed, Velvet Underground, his girlfriend, he brought T-porn into real life.
What was the first black lady's name you said?
It's not a black lady, it's a Brazilian lady. Camille?
And then what was the black lady's name?
Sasha Strokes. She can hit the mannish side. That's the thing. It's like an illusion.
Sasha Strokes gets a little too...
Every now and again, they'll hit the mannish side, and you're like...
Pfft. You don't like it.
I'm just hitting people I remember. But again, I don't really remember the names. I don't think they're getting like high profile a lot. You know what I mean? There's no like household T-porn names. Maybe BJ might have actually broke the fucking
barrier. BJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's just because of her whiteness and her white privilege.
Damn, Sasha Strokes, XXX, public head...
Dude, don't look at it. I'm not looking at it. I clicked
images. Ew, dude. Sasha Strokes is fucking disgusting.
Well, hey, bro. That's fucking different Sasha Strokes for different Sasha folks, dude. What do you want me to say?
Ew,
I told
dude,
you, man.
This is just a black dude.
That's a double-edged sword. Dude. That's a double-edged sword of T-porn. Once you can finally get through and you go, God, this is a fucking dude.
It's like Sean Jackson.